Adult Election 2025 is a national election series airing on campus and community radio stations across Canada, bringing you diverse voices, in-depth conversations, and perspectives that are often unheard. The initiative is supported by the Covering Canada Elections 2025 Fund. Tune in live on April 28th for our election night coverage and visit altelxn.ca for more information.
What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
C.
101.9.
Yo, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru.
Champé. And you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champé. Boom, bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right, Saturn. We sure hope a DJ is on board.
It's time for Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations, and it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard today. And welcome to the Spring 2025 Fund Drive where we're looking to raise $45,000 for Richmond Community Radio's operations over the next 6 months. This year's spring drive got started this weekend on Friday. And so we're really just in the beginning here. And it continues through Friday, May 2nd. So far, we've raised about almost $24,000 toward that $45,000 goal. That's thanks in no small part to all of the monthly sustaining donations that we receive. And we're going to set a goal right now to raise $1,000 during Global Agogo in the next 2 hours. Now, I'm going to help move that goal along myself because I'm going to match the first $500 that gets donated during today's show. So if you donate right now at WRIR.org, your donation is going to be doubled because it's going to be matched by me. And that's how we're going to get to 1,000, and then we'll take it from there once we get to that point. Now, as for today's show, it's been like 3 weeks since I've been here in Studio A by myself. I was away for a week at the Big Ears Music Festival in Knoxville. Then Serge Boulat joined me for an interview and a DJ set 2 weeks ago. Last week, I was down the hall in Studio C hosting a live performance by the band Aminal. And as a result, I'm way behind on bringing you all of the excellent new music that I've been hearing here this spring. So that's going to be the focus of today's program. Nothing but new releases and new reissues on today's show. All of it from 2025, much of it from just this month and last month. But let's get started with one that was released actually at the end of February. Mdou Mokhtar's new album. I haven't played this yet on the show. And it's an unplugged version, this album is, of his blistering previous album called Funeral for Justice. This album is called Tears of Injustice. All the same songs, all done acoustically. And we're going to hear the song Tacoba from Mdou Mokhtar. That's how we'll get started today on Global Agogo. I hope you enjoy the journey with me today. And remember, it's time to donate and support your community radio station by going to WRIR.org and clicking on the donate button. And that is the East African retro pop of Alsara and the Nubatones from their first new record in 9 years. It's called Mawasim Al-Tariq, or Seasons of the Road. And this was just released in February. And we heard the song Fa'ael Fi Al-Dawam. Fa'ael Fi Al-Dawam, I think is how you say that in Arabic, or Do It in Perpetuity from Alsara and the Nubatones. Before that was a song from a forthcoming reissue of the French-Algerian band Le Brani, who are kind of an Amazigh or Berber hippie band, rock band from the 70s and 80s, a period in which there really wasn't much in the way of rock music in North Africa. And so they're kind of pioneers. And really, when you hear them, you're hearing a band that made the sounds of people like Rashid Taha and Tine Arwin possible not long after them. Le Brani, from 1983, we heard the song Ikak Wool, or Your Brother Wool. And the album is called Album Number One, Eat Edouard's. And it was not their first album. I don't know why they titled it that. It was their fifth album. And it's excellent. This is going to be out on We Want Sounds Records on May 23rd. Le Brani from Algeria and France. And we started out the set and the program today with the song Tacoba, which first appeared on Mdou Mokhtar's 2024 album Funeral for Justice in a blistering electric version. And it's now on his latest album, which is called Tears of Injustice, which is the unplugged version of Funeral for Justice. All the same songs recorded in a totally different way. And really, really interesting. If you're into the Mdou Mokhtar music, I mean, I highly recommend this new album to give you the... it's like the alpha and omega of his sound. Really enjoying it. Released in February on Matador Records, again, Tears of Injustice by Mdou Mokhtar. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call if you like at 804-649-9737. You can leave a comment at WRIR.org. You can follow me on Instagram at Global Agogo Radio, or drop me a line during or after the show at Global Agogo Radio at gmail.com. But what I would really like you to do right now, instead of any of those things, is to go to WRIR.org and make your donation during WRIR's Spring 2025 Fund Drive. It's just underway. It's not but 48 hours old. And we're moving along briskly here. We've raised almost $24,000 for community radio. So far, we're looking to get to $45,000 before this drive ends on May 2nd. And we need your support to help us get there. Let me tell you a little bit about the premiums that we have to offer for folks who donate. And, you know, the real premium that you get is this premium community radio station that is a really sui generis. There's no other station like this in the whole country. We're very proud that it's had a home here in Richmond for 20 years now. And that's all thanks to folks like you who have made it possible through your donations. This is how we fund this radio station. More than 80% of our budget every year comes from donations from individuals just like you. And we come to you twice a year to ask you to donate. And now is that time. To please go to WRIR.org. You can make a donation as a one-time gift, or you can become a sustaining monthly donor as well. Both of those options are right there on that page. Now, if you make a donation of $11 a month or a one-time donation of $65, that's going to get you our 20th anniversary 2025 Spring Fun Drive black and white ringer t-shirt, designed by longtime volunteer and Richmonder extraordinaire Noah Scalin, a.k.a. Reverend Noah. I believe I'm the first person that brought Noah on the radio here at WRIR. That might not be correct, but I think that that's true. He, back in the early days, he substituted for me pretty frequently. He was doing a lot of international traveling and bringing back all kinds of great music, and I always wanted to hear it. And I would just go over his house and listen to all of the cool stuff that he brought back from India or whatever place that he had just been to. And Noah's been working with us since then and designed early t-shirts and posters for us, and we brought him back for the opportunity to do a 20th anniversary shirt. It's really quite beautiful, and that's yours at the $11 a month or $65 level. If you can afford $21 a month or a one-time donation of $125, you'll get the t-shirt. Plus, you'll also get a matching team baseball cap with WRIR's brand new logo on the front, and that's very cool. We had a baseball cap many, many years ago as a premium, but it's been a long time, and it's nice to have a new one with the new logo on it. That's $21 a month or $125 one-time donation. Now, if you can swing this, this is I think that something that is really cool and I think unique still to WRIR. I've never heard any other radio station do this. At $61 a month or a one-time gift of $365, you get the shirt, the hat, and the opportunity to help a local nonprofit of your choice with a WRIR underwriting schedule promoting that nonprofit's name, mission, or even an upcoming event. We will reach out to you and help you craft a 30-second on-air announcement. In other words, we'll write it, and you can proof it for the nonprofit of your choice. We call it the Pay It Forward premium level. Community radio is community service. We exist to boost the signal of the community that supports us, and the Pay It Forward premium is one of the ultimate ways that we can do that. And so if you would like to support two nonprofits at the same time, you can do that at the $61 a month or one-time donation of $365. And those are all the different premium levels, but really we ask you to give what you can afford. Obviously, we don't want you to do anything that's rash or crazy, but also what you think this radio station is worth to you and to your community. WRIR.org is the place to go to make that donation. And I think, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, at our 20th anniversary, we're waxing a little bit nostalgic about thinking about all of the great things that have happened here over the last 20 years. We're also looking forward with this capital campaign to a future WRIR that's really quite ambitious. But we need your support in the present tense just to pay the expenses that we have here every 6 months. That's how we do it. This is the time to make that happen. WRIR.org is the place to do that. And we thank you for your support. I want to thank Michael, who has just donated. Thank you very much, Michael. And I want to remind folks that we've got a match going right now. So Michael's donation is going to be matched by yours truly. I'm going to match the first $500 that gets donated during Global Agogo. And our goal is to raise $1,000 and more for community radio right now during the two-hour Global Agogo program. All right, so I've told you all about the fun drive, and I've heard some great music to start the program out. We're going to get back to the music, and we're going to head over to Mali in this next set for two recent reissues. And this first one is from one of my all-time favorite African bands. They're called Super Jota Band de Bamako, and this song is called Mali Niwula. Right here on Global Agogo. Remember, it's the fun drive. Please donate at WRIR.org. Here's a song that I've played more than a few times here on Global Agogo over the years. Jaja by Aja Sumano. And that's a song that was really popular in Mali around the time that I visited there myself, which was at the very end of 2005. On that trip, I bought Aja's album while I was there. And now that song has been reissued on a terrific compilation called Wagadu Grooves Volume 2, The Hypnotic Sound of Camara, 1991 to 2014. It's 12 songs from the Camara Productions label, which is a Malian label that's based in Paris. Guy who started it is a merchant, has a shop in Paris, and sells music, among other things, household goods and stuff like that, but also music. And he became a music producer and is responsible for a lot of really great Malian music getting out of that country and into Europe, and then from there to the U.S. As well. A lot of it on cassettes and then CDs after that. I don't think he's ever done any LPs. I mean, maybe. I'll have to check on that. Anyway, that new album, Wagadu Grooves Volume 2. Wagadu Grooves Volume 1 came out last year, and that was one of my favorite compilations of the year. And this one is destined for the same for this year. This just came out in February on Hot Mule Records, which is another indie label that's also based in Paris. Again, that artist was Aja Sumano, and the song was called Ja Ja. And before that was one of the truly great Malian ensembles of the post-independence era, the Super Jata Band de Bamako, led by the amazing guitarist Zani Jabate. And you heard the song Mali Niwula. That is from an album called Authentique Volume 2, Feu Vert, 81-82. And that will be reissued by Numero Group Records on vinyl in June. The digital reissue of that is already out. The album was originally, when it came out originally, it was called Authentique 81, and it had a green cover. So that's why Feu Vert, or Green Fire, was what people called it. But for some reason, all the reissues have yellow jackets, which is just confusing. I don't understand why they do that. Someone will have to explain that to me. Still, it's great to have this album back in print, and it looks like Numero Group is putting everything that Super Jata Band ever released back in print, and that is a great public service that they're providing, because this is a fantastic band, and criminally underrated and underknown, the Super Jata Band de Bamako. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Now, don't forget, you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com or by visiting WRIR.org. And it is WRIR's Spring 2025 Fun Drive going on right now. And I want to say thank you to Tate for a generous donation. And Tate, your donation is going to be matched by me up to the $500 mark. I am matching the first $500 of donations here today during Global Agogo. So keep them coming, folks, until I can't afford for you to keep them coming. I do really appreciate the support for community radio here. And for those of you who have already donated, say you're one of these monthly sustaining members that I mentioned on the last break, that means you're entitled to the premiums every time we do a fund drive, as long as you keep sustaining your donation. Or maybe you're someone who donated here in the first couple of days. You can come by the station right now and pick up your premiums if you want. We're open for pickups from now until 4 p.m. on Sunday. So if it's convenient for you, like maybe you're going to be over at the Easter parade and want to just walk a couple of extra blocks over here to Broad Street and pick up your premiums. We're here till 4 o'clock today. We're doing it also tomorrow between 5:30 and 7 p.m. and we'll be announcing the dates where you can pick up your premiums as we go along. I don't want to burden you with all of them, but for now, today until 4, Monday 5:30 to 7 p.m. are times that you can pick up. That'll save us from having to ship it to you, which saves everybody money, which is always cool. Plus, we like to get to meet the folks who are donating. And it is folks who donate to the station primarily, because WRIR is run entirely by volunteers, and it's funded by listeners. It's not funded by advertisers, as you can tell when you're listening to me, because we are in our 21st year of a commercial-free break on this radio station. It is not funded by CEOs. I mean, you could make a donation if you're a CEO. We're not opposed to that. But that's not, we're not like rounding up the CEOs and saying, hey, you need to fund this. We're definitely not funded by the government. And boy, I could talk about that for a long time right now. And this is, I think, an important aspect of being an independent community radio station. In this time when words will get you defunded, we are not mincing any of our words. We're proudly standing on our mission as a free speech organization to air underrepresented news, views, and music in order to provide a platform for cultural diversity in the city of Richmond. And if that sounds like something that's in opposition to everything that you're reading about and hearing about all the time, that's by design. That's how this project was designed, and that's how it's going to continue to be. And in order to keep it like that, we've got to be independently funded. And that means folks like you who listen to this station and think that it's important for themselves, for their whole community. We need you to support us now. WRIR.org is the place to go to make your donation and support true independent media, community owned and operated. This is your radio station. It doesn't belong to any individual. It's not privately owned. It's not here to make money for somebody. It's here to serve you, the public. WRIR.org is the place to go to make your donation, and I would love it if you would do that right now. WRIR.org. All right. Next up, a style of music on Global Go-Go you may have never heard before. I've played it a few times on this show, but not a whole lot, because honestly, there's not a lot of recordings of this stuff that are available. It's called Sapik. It's spelled T-S-A-P-I-K-Y. Just drop that Y at the end, Sapik. And it's the kind of music that you'd hear at a funeral or a wedding or a circumcision ceremony in Toliara, which is in southwestern Madagascar. It's, despite what it sounded like when I was describing it, it's pretty raucous and pretty noisy. It's kind of Madagascar punk rock is what it is. So consider yourself prepared for two tracks in a row of this. We'll hear from Damili in the Toliara Sapik band, and this is a new recording. This is called Sabot Marandre, if I'm pronouncing that correct, right here on Global Agogo.